right, ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy Sir Wilkins, and I'm here with a couple of friends.
A couple of bros.
Family.
It's funny because we just argued right before this episode.
Yeah.
We got to a whole discussion.
I need a drink after this.
We all need a drink after this. But I need
at least two.
I'm with a couple of friends, a couple of brothers, and you know, it's family. And first of all, my name is Sir Wilkins once again. But I'm gonna let these guys introduce themselves. We're gonna go with the guy, he calls himself Mr. Hit 'em with the Wee-Wee. Such a nasty man. So yeah. Talk your shit, brother.
What up, everybody? It's your boy Lawrence, the host of Cats and Dogs podcast. I am your whole host, Mr. Hit 'em with the Wee-Wee. You can catch Cats and Dogs every Wednesday on the Jabba Tears podcast. And I am here as your host, as 2.5 bros here. I'm here with my best bro, Sir Wilkins, and the brother from another mother in the middle of us. Please introduce yourself. First time ever.
What up, everybody? This is your boy, Rolando. And I just glad and privileged to be on part of this, be part of Jabba Tears for a long time. Know both Lawrence and Wilkins for years. Did a lot of viewing parties and stuff, and being part of this is wonderful. And hopefully y'all all enjoy it.
So, this is the first episode. You probably remember me from Toxic Talk. I used to do the show with, One Word, Larry Morgan, the living legend, and SP3 Sid. They are doing their own show right now. I forget what the name is. No, it's True Toxicity. Check it out. Mm-hmm. Got love for them.
True Toxicity. You know, it's a good, you know.
It's a good shit. Sid, just has a fam, just had a family, man. A beautiful family, two kids, wife, all this other shit. Twins. Larry's doing his thing, being Larry Morgan, the legend. So shout outs to them.
I ain't got no beer to crack for you, bro, but I got.
But this is the first episode, guys.
Yes.
This is the first episode we're doing. This is like losing our virginity.
That's indeed a fact. We popped in Rolando's cherry. We popped in your cherry, my guy.
So, if you haven't heard already, this is Rolando's first podcast he's ever been on.
Yes.
So, indeed, we are getting him bloody in the asshole because he never had butt sex. Is that wild? Was that too ridiculous?
No, not really.
Bloody in the. All right.
Wait, what?
Okay. No, because pop his cherry. So, if you were gay, you're going to take it in the butt, right?
Hell.
You think you'd be a bottom if you were gay? Or top?
I'm not answering that shit.
No, come on.
Nah.
And you got hips too, bro. We're not going to talk about that?
No.
Seriously. Do you think you'll be a bottom? Or if you were gay? It's okay to answer. You're not gay.
He looked like he'd be a bottom, dude.
Oh, shit.
You look like you'll be a bottom, though, bro.
You're a bottom.
You do got hips. You do got hips. Yo, Lawrence.
I'll be working out. I'll be going to the gym. Oh,
yeah. You said Roro got a switch?
Yo, he got that one flat foot. So when he walk, it just be like this.
Yeah, look like I'm fucking lipping and shit.
No lie, we should try a prank video of him with some yoga pants on, bent over in the trunk of a car, and see how many people try to talk to him. And just record it. And then when they start talking to him, he turn around like, hey, yo. And then there you go.
I'm good with wearing sweatpants. I'm good.
So, Mr. Hit 'em with the Wee Wee, you think you'll be a bottom or a top?
Nah, I gotta be a dominant nigga, no homo. you ain't about to put nothing in me. I'll be the one putting it in.
Let me
say this now, because I'm not homophobic. You know, I know people that are gay, friends that are gay, best friends, family, whatever the case may be.
Same here.
So, this is just a scenario question because it's never going to happen. I'm not going to try it. I'm not curious about it. But if I had to, we're going to play the game here for the podcast. I'm going to have to be on top. I'm going to be a dominant nigga. You ain't about to drill me to death. Right? I ain't calling you no type of name. Like, you're going to have to take that. You're going to have to get hit with the wee-wee. That's about it. Like,
exactly.
Yeah. So Lauren said, he's a top.
Rolando's trying to figure it out.
I really think you're a bottom, though. But some gay dude once told me, he's like, look like you'll be a power bottom. I was like, what?
What
is that? Hey, so I looked it up. So a power bottom is like somebody who's like aggressive at the bottom, who takes it, but is aggressive. So they're a power bottom.
Oh, so it's like you, like, No homo, you he hitting it from the back, and you just throwing it back like, yeah, I want all of that. Let me get all of that.
Yeah, yeah. That's wild. That sound wild. That's bad. I just got that uncomfortable. Yeah. I just got that uncomfortable.
Like, yo, hell no.
So on social media, I think you do it to you. I think you do it on purpose. Like, you like the attention from them. Like,
oh, okay. No.
All right. So. All right, so
DMs. We so, know. Okay. Shit.
For people who don't know who I am, my name is Sir Wilkins, S-I-R underscore Wilkins on Instagram. So I get a lot of gay DMs because
a whole lot.
My booty kind of big, so
kind of.
Y'all mad gay?
That's what
y'all mad gay. Y'all mad gay. The fact that y'all say kind of, y'all mad gay. But anyways, I get a lot of gay DMs. I don't care. I've told you guys this fine. I don't care. So what Lawrence is trying to say is that how I kind of like it.
I think you, I don't think you like it. I think it's just like, you know, you get the attention. It gets more eyes out there. So it's like you have fun with it. Like we know that you don't roll that way, but it's like, you know, it's just you poke fun at
you
it.
You get a lot of compliments and stuff.
Why not get a compliment from a gay dude? I don't care. I don't want to suck your dick, but whatever. But, we're gonna move on from the gay talk. Love the gay people.
Nah, hold on. I got a question. Would you make an OnlyFans butt?
Nah, I can't do that. There's this one person. There's this one person on Twitter that harasses me on a consistent basis about making an OnlyFans page.
Some gay shit. Dude. Like, I remember Tati was talking about on Cats and Dogs how her gay friend, he got an OnlyFans for feet page. So it's like,
but he's not gay though, supposedly.
Yeah, now he not. But it's like, you know, the gays, they pay for it. But so it's like, you not gay. You know, you don't have to be butt ass naked. You could have some drawers on, your singlet on, and you take ass pictures, and the niggas will probably pay you.
Why is Lawrence trying to pimp me out?
Yo, it sounds like
I need 10%.
Yo, we dead ass on the
15%. I know that shit.
Yo, we dead ass on the first episode, and this man is trying to pimp me out.
Nah, that's crazy.
Listen, that's money right there, B.
No, Lawrence.
You know how much money you leaving on the table, son?
No, leave me alone. So, and stop trying to pimp me out. But,
guarantee you by the next paper.
Once again, this is the first. This guy's a nasty man.
Nah, I think it wasn't not too long ago.
You seen gay OnlyFans page?
No, they did. Hell no. No, MTV. They did a series about, you know, people doing OnlyFans.
Oh, really?
Like, yes. It was like maybe about 2 months ago. I didn't really see. I only saw it a little bit, but
they had no porno on it for you, so you was like, I'm out of here?
Nah.
for the pictures. What is this?
They talk about like how much money they made. They make like around 2,000. Yo,
have you seen the celebrities?
Nah.
How much they making?
I got girls on my Facebook. I seen that posters.
I think I
make.
Seen like I think a few models that I do follow that I don't know on Instagram. I follow them and I go to their like link in their bio and like see like how much like you when you like sign up, you see how much it'd be like $30 to pay for like their pictures and videos and stuff. And,
so but,
like,
y'all want me to break down OnlyFans also real quick?
Go ahead
for the people that don't know.
I ain't gonna lie, I've subscribed to a couple OnlyFans just to see what they're about. Couple of like same models here. That I fucked with. Models. All right, models and a little couple of porn stars that I'm ashamed of. Drake line.
The way he laughs, that's what.
All right, so this hustle is real.
It is.
No, it's a legit a hustle. And they really be playing some dudes on there. Like, for instance, like, and I'm talking to, like, I've seen it where you'll sign up for the OnlyFans page, right? And the chick will have, like, 5 pictures and maybe, like, 10 videos, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's all videos of her in her bikini, right?
Yeah. You think you're getting the naked shit.
You think you're getting the naked shit, but you're not. So the hustle is she messages you and, like, yo, hey, I got this video of me naked for $10. So in order for you already subscribe to her page for let's say $5, right?
Yeah.
And then she throws another $10 at you, like, yo, I got this video of me playing with my pussy for $10. So let's say you get the video, she already made $15 off you.
That's mm-hmm. a fact.
Now time that, but like how many people she's already how many people's already subscribed to her?
Don't it do every month too? Like it charges people every month?
Yeah.
I believe so, yeah.
So every month, and then let's say she sends a video out every day for $10.
two videos, that's $20 a day.
$20 a day. Say two people sign up. But most of these chicks who know what they're doing have like 300 people on their thing.
You got Snapchat Premium. They promote on there. You
oh, yeah. I get like,
you have a favorite OnlyFans chick?
Favorite.
Do you OnlyFans? Do you subscribe to anybody on OnlyFans?
He has like three. I bet you he has like three chicks he's
subscribed
to.
Nah, I'm not really like, come on, so
are we lying on this podcast? Are we lying on this podcast?
I give you one name you probably want to subscribe to.
Nah, she got, she don't have OnlyFans. She got, Minivis.
Nah, not, we not even gonna get into that.
We're not getting to that yet.
Oh, okay.
But I get, Miss Jackson.
Ooh, Yeah.
I don't want to say her name because, you know, she's with the brand and everything like that.
Yeah.
I don't know if she said it as a joke or was dead ass, but.
No, I seen it. It's dead ass.
Oh,
dead
really?
Ass, yes.
Oh. Who we talking about? Do I know her?
Yes, you do. We talk about Miss Jackson.
Is it good? Is OnlyFans good? Come on, so you subscribe. Why are we lying on the podcast, though? It's the first episode. why are we lying?
You want to get body slammed by her? Did she put some moves on it?
Oh, yes. I know who you're talking about.
Yes, now you're
What's lost with the
You know?
All right. I know what we're talking about.
Yes.
But I hit her up about it. And she was like, it's not like that.
It's just bullshit.
Like, it's just bikini stuff and stuff of that nature.
I mean, well, let me not say bullshit because it's a hustle. Like, at the end of the day,
it's not no naked shit. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, so pretty much, that's what I thought it would be. Like, the same.
She said it's not like that. Because I literally hit her up. So we're talking about a friend to the show, a friend to the brand, a person I've known for years. Mm-hmm. And she had posted that she was doing an OnlyFans page. And I was just like, what? So
I was shocked when I lost his mind.
Like, you thought he had the emoji with the head exploding?
Yeah. but there's like such a stigma on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, all right. Let me ask you guys a question. When somebody says they have an OnlyFans page, what do you think?
They getting butt ass naked.
You want to see all the pictures. Naked. And videos.
Pictures. Sometimes they...
Hopefully meet up with them.
You can go live on OnlyFans.
I didn't know that, but I know people use it for like other stuff. Like there's a dude on Instagram that does like the 09 cartoons, like the slideshows.
Mm-hmm.
And he puts like the adult version of the cartoon on OnlyFans.
So word?
Like, yeah, so it's like the cartoon. It's still a cartoon, but it's like they're without fucking the blurred out shit. Like,
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah, so it's like, it's more so. At first, though, like, I thought OnlyFans was just like for some porno shit. Like, you want to... This is where I'm gonna put my shit at. I feel safe. It's a secure place. I can make money.
That's why I kind
of
thought it was true.
I can get butt ass naked and get paid because a lot of women was doing that for free. You go on Instagram and Facebook, they dead ass butt ass naked.
So I really think it came from Patreon.
Yeah.
You ever heard of Patreon?
Yeah.
So Patreon is like, people who don't know what Patreon is. Patreon is literally like OnlyFans page, but it came out before. Mm-hmm. And it was like you do like exclusive content. Let's say you have a podcast. You put exclusive content on the podcast. Sorry, guys.
Mm-hmm.
And people would pay monthly. But I think Patreon has so many like guidelines and like rules. So then OnlyFans pops up and it was a lot much simpler to do. Mm-hmm. So you just click on the shit. You get the naked stuff on stuff like that. You got to understand. Because porn stars were doing Patreon too. Then they moved to OnlyFans. Like, if we ever want to find out what's the next big thing, look at porn stars. Seriously, take a look at what porn stars do and what sex workers are doing. Take a look at it. Because now you have all these. Tiger has his own OnlyFans. Oh, yeah, Casanova has his own OnlyFans.
You seen the video? You seen the picture that they got with Casanova? The video that he just did with like all those girls. Like he got a unedited picture with them like butt ass naked. One girl eating another girl out and the shit. And he just posed in the middle like, yeah, this all me.
Oh, I didn't know. I did not know that at all.
But the thing is, that's what they're doing. They set the tone, and now all celebrities are on it. Because remember, we're in a pandemic.
That's a fact. You're making money any way you can.
You got to make some bread because a lot of artists can't tour.
Can't go. Yeah, that's a fact. Yeah.
So the hustle got to be real. And
most of being in the
studio. And I know like three other wrestlers who have OnlyFans.
I know one.
Are they women wrestlers?
One. I know Enzo from WWE has an OnlyFans, but his OnlyFans is to teaching people how to wrestle.
Mm. I found out not too long ago. I think I told Lawrence that.
Hold on. Wait, you pay for Enzo's?
I never seen it, but that's just what it was.
Somebody was told you?
Yeah, he did a video about it.
I'm about to say. I don't want to see I love Casanova music, but I don't want to see your OnlyFans.
I don't want to see Casanova's OnlyFans.
I find his girl look good as ever. I like their energy and their Instagram and everything. Like, he always, you know, positive. He always got quotes that can stick to you. Yeah. Really. But I don't want to see you.
I ain't gonna lie. I had two OnlyFans because they were two my favorite two porn stars. Like, top five porn stars. It was Nina Kay and Sophia Rose.
Yeah, Nina Kay.
I know you know
fire.
Both them niggas. Nasty ass alone. I know you know both them people.
I know Nina Kay. I don't know the other one.
You know Sophia Rose, man. I bet you follow her.
Nah, I never heard
yo,
that.
Yo, Rolando phone, you go through this man Instagram, all it is just mad ass jiggling every other picture.
Yo, you a horny man, but let's
ain't nothing wrong with that.
So for people who don't know Rolando, and we're gonna call him Roro for the show, because that's really what we call him.
That's true.
Roro is looking for himself, right? Am I correct? You trying to find love right now?
You believe that I'm in love?
Aren't you?
Not really. I'm chilling.
Nigga, what? At the end of the day, at the end of the day, we all want to find somebody that.
So you're not looking for love, right?
Pardon me. Yes.
So okay.
You want to be for the streets, nigga?
No. He wants to be part of the shit, but he wants for love. So, ladies and gentlemen, Roro is new to the love game. He's a little new. He's a rookie. He's on a rookie contract now. He's like a 3-year rookie contract he's on.
You got the 10 days.
When did you lose your virginity?
Was it last year?
No. Yeah. 2018.
You sure?
No, 19. It was last year.
19.
No, it was last year.
Last year.
It was last year.
It was in March.
How you gonna tell a man when he lost his virginity?
Oh, yeah. I mean, because I helped.
So,
ladies and gentlemen,
we're
going
to get to that.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this man lost his virginity last year. How old are you?
I'm 32, going 33 in December.
So, he lost his virginity around when he was 31, on his way to become 32.
Yes.
And
happy birthday, B, that's love.
So, the way he lost his virginity
was not planned.
Was not planned.
It just happened out of nowhere, like an RKO.
Number two, it was a different type of way to lose his virginity.
Yo,
I'm gonna set the scene for the night that Roro lost his virginity.
That's right. You was there. You was there before all the shenanigans happened.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, if anybody doesn't know me already, my name is Sir Wilkins, and I do WWE pay-per-view viewing parties.
You do AEW, too.
And I do AEW as well. I do a lot of wrestling promotions things. Thank you, Lawrence. I do NXT as well. Been doing it for like...
Cheek plug.
I've been doing it for like 8 years. I was one of the... I think I was the first person to do it independently in New York City. Mm. And shout out to Yup I Like Wrestling, who ended up joining me later on to work together. And now I just do it independently with the Jobber Tears podcast and the rest of the Jobber Tears network. But, so, are we going to say the girl's name? No, we're not going to say the girl's
name. No, he's just thinking of somebody else.
So, yeah. I'm going to call this girl Medusa.
Ooh, Medusa. Mm.
So, Medusa is a very... She's a great girl, to be honest. She's a great person.
She's really cool.
She's a really cool person.
Yeah,
so
she's fun.
She was at my viewing party.
Yes.
And this amazing woman is also in the sex industry. And
she got a many vids too.
She got a many vids page. She does. I think she sells videos, sells pictures and shit. And she does her thing. She actually legit. She told me once. She said, "I've moved into a new tax bracket because of this."
Yeah, because that's easy money, especially, you know, everybody has a want and need. I done seen, and this is no disrespect to no female. I've seen women nutty, like, thick girls, P-H-A-T, like, and men, like, Shorty said, she put up her, like, how much she made from the OnlyFans. She made, like, over $1,000 in 3 days.
But, yep. Yeah, like, I've never, and I will always say this, there's a guy for every girl.
That's a fact.
Yep. And there's a girl for every guy.
That's the same thing I told him before. It could be a super bad supermodel that could say you look good. And then there'd be somebody, a hood bugger, be like, you the ugliest shit in the world.
But that supermodel love you.
That, yeah, exactly. Like, yep. Then it could be a supermodel that think you ugly.
I think me and Lauren's getting laid.
that's a fact.
I'm just hitting them with the leave. That's what but, I'm gonna do.
So it's a cold night, per se. It just rained. And we're all leaving the bar. But before then, at the bar, Shorty was getting a little frisky.
Super.
And she wanted to have fun. And I'm going to let Mr. Hit 'em with the wee-wee take over this part.
Oh, damn. All right. So, so word to mommy. Here's what happened, B. So, you know... it was my birthday that passed. So my birthday was the 3rd. I think the pay-per-view was what, the 7th or 8th?
Yeah, yeah.
Something like that. It was a Sunday. That's all I can remember. So, you know, it was another good friend of ours that was there. His birthday was around the time. So she gave him the titty blaster, she calls it. Like, she just hit him with the boobs type shit. So yeah. I was on
she has great boobs.
Like, I was like, yo, it's my birthday too. What's up? So long story short, you know, the pay-per-view went on fine. You know, everybody wasn't there. Janelle was out in Houston with her friends. So it was like, when the girls is all away, the boys will play. So it's like, Janelle keeps us in line. So she wasn't there. So we was frisky. We was out there like, oh! So the whole night, dollar value AJ Styles started off at first. Like, he was going hard. Like,
it was a guy who comes a lot to the viewing parties. And I think he was high that night.
I don't know what the fuck, but no, you know what it is? I've seen him do this before, like when girls come and it's not like immediate circle people, like I've seen him low key flirt, fill up on it. Cause it's like a girl came for Larry that was Janelle's friend and.
Oh yeah, I know.
And he was all up on her. She was leaving and he was trying to kiss her. It's crazy. And we joked and laughed about it cause it's like, bro, you don't know who this girl here for. You don't know who this girl is and you all up on her, you feeling on her like she just met you. Like, what makes you think she wants you touching on her? Like, you creep ass nigga back. So,
but yeah, and then he was trying to talk to her.
Yeah, like he was, you know, he massaging her back, like he was playing it too close. Like we already knew going in, Shorty, you know, she had a Snapchat premium, she doing the many vids, she was out there. So we knew before the event, like, niggas is gonna see what
shoot
it is.
The shits.
Yeah. But he went, like, you know, he didn't play it cool and just chill with it. Like, he was like one of those creeps, like, when you don't answer his DMs, he's gonna send you another one.
But the thing is, one of the biggest things a lot of guys get confused about is that when they meet a girl and they know the girl is in the sex business, they automatically assume that she's gonna pull her panties down for everybody.
Yeah, that's a fact. The same thing, that's like
which is not the truth.
With the women that do OnlyFans, like, you get the people that be like, yo, so I could fuck or whatever the case may be. And she like, nah, it's not even like that. Like,
I'm showing my pussy, but most of the time it's them by themselves.
That's a fact. Listen, if you need me for a scene, I'm here. I don't want no money.
Most of them do with their boyfriends, though.
Listen, whoever's single and you just doing the scene, just to do the scene, call up my boy Rolando. He ready for any scene. He'll come in there butt ass naked with just Timberlands on and a do-rag. He's ready.
All right, so
Timberlands and the wrestling belt.
So
you gonna look like Wilkins on that photo shoot with just Timberlands and the wrestling belt.
Build my Shawn Michaels shit from the 90s.
But with Tim's on, you gotta let him know you from Brooklyn, son. So you come up in there, Timberlands on with the belt. Like, a word to mommy, I'm about to destroy your pussy. I'm the champ, right?
So, God, this is stupid. So dollar value AJ Styles was like, yo, was trying to get it. But then my man Lauren slipped in, was like, nah, fall back, man.
Now you know what it was? Like I said, I like to observe things. So it wasn't a play for me. Like, it wasn't my play. So it was like, I can help my brother here, like, you know, try to get, like, even, like you said, like, I ain't gonna front. My thought process going into that night was, somebody about to get some dick and somebody about to get some pussy. So
you just came there horny?
Not me. I think I came from work. It was just like, I knew she was going to be there. So I want to try. I want to make stuff happen. Like, let's make a movie tonight. We going to celebrate and watch this pay-per-view. My birthday, my bro's birthday, that he was there and everything like that. But at the end of the day, let's make another movie after that. So my thought process was nasty nigga shit. So you got to hit it with the wee-wee. So if it's not my shit, if I don't kill it, my man's going to kill it. And listen, as long as my man's get that, then it's good. So, you know, we sat back and we just watched like Dollar Value AJ Styles. And it was like, he was just turning her off to the whole situation. So we just played back, let him do what he do, fuck up and everything like that. And then it was like, we swooped in, like, you know,
like Superman,
good brother Larry, you know, she was talking to him first.
So, oh, yeah, I remember that.
So it was like the vibe was great when she was talking to him. So in my head, and I'm tapping him like, what the fuck are we still doing here? We need to make these moves. Like, you got Rolando over here with the dry desert dick. I want my boy to succeed. So, everybody that don't know, Rolando's like a brother to me. We went to New Orleans in 2018.
Yeah.
I wanted great to trip. Find a whorehouse for this man to lose his virginity. So, I felt like...
That was my plan, too.
I felt like we...
What, hold on, Rolando. Hold on, Lawrence. Why... Okay, so... At this point, you're like 31, 32, right? So, why didn't you want to do it in a relationship? Are you at a point where, at that point, to lose it, but you're like, I just want to get this, done? Were you at that point?
Pretty much, yeah.
Like, why is that?
Well, it was just because, like, I know, like, everybody always, like, teased me that I was a virgin. But I, at the same time, I didn't even care. Like, when I was like, when I lose it, I lose it. It wasn't just for the benefit of, like, people. It was just for me. Like, I wanted to lose it on my own and stuff. So, like, it was basically that.
Why didn't you lose it up until then? What do you think? What was the issue?
Well, it's just because, I wasn't really, like, when I was young, I wasn't, like, really into girls like that. I was, like, all into, like, video games and, like, school, like, drawing all that type of stuff. Like, when I was young, I never got the whole, quote unquote, the birds and the bees talk. Like, I never, like, had to talk with my parents, my siblings, none of that stuff. Like, I wasn't really that type of guy. And, like, once I got older, you know, I did maybe about the first time I ever, like, been interested in a girl, probably I was about maybe 16, 17. Mm-mm. Yeah.
I was never mind.
And like, I went to school with this girl too. So she was like my like first crush. And like, I remember she, graduated from school, the same school we went to. And like, I told her one day, remember like how back in the day they used to have like the AOL,
yeah,
like AIM and
the
all that
AIM
stuff.
AIM on the sidekick and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, all that shit.
That
so,
was
like,
mixy as fuck, boy.
So like, I remember we both had each other's like screen name and shit. So I remember one night I was like on the computer and shit, and, we was talking, and then all of a sudden out of nowhere, I just like, something came over me and was like,
I like you.
Yeah. Like,
so what happened after?
So what happened after that happened? She didn't like
reply back.
No, she replied back, but she said that she didn't
like you like that.
Yeah. She saw me as like her like big brother.
Ooh, she threw you in the friend zone.
Yeah.
You know what? Somebody said this thing the other day. There's no such thing as the friend zone. It's I don't fuck with you zone. That's what it's really called?
I think, no, go ahead, because I want to see what you're going to say before I piggyback off of that.
Because a lot of times, it's like, the girl be like, oh, we're just friends. No, it's really, I don't like you like that.
Mm-hmm. I've been there.
So did you
so
get
many
that?
Times.
You get that a lot of times?
Definitely.
So I want to get to the point where you're in your 30s, early 30s, obviously, because I lost my virginity late. I lost mine when I was 17, turned on 18.
Oh, no, I lost mine early. I guess I was a hoe.
God bless
you.
No,
that's most people. Yeah, bless me. I lost mine late.
Nah, when I tell you my age, though.
How old were you?
I was like 9, 10.
But how old was the girl?
She was around the same age.
Oh, I thought she was like 16. I was like, she's a rapist.
Oh, no. Nah. I mean, oh, shit. Listen, I've had babysitters, you know, fondle with me and all of that.
You had babysitters fondle with you?
Yeah.
Bro, that's child trauma, bro.
Listen.
Yes, it is.
You be on some Maury shit.
Bro, that's not good.
No, you be on some
Hold on. That's not
Not at 9, 10, you know. As I got older, you know, you start to develop more like a junior high school, you know, but I mean, like middle school and
it's stuff. Still bad.
I get that. But I'm saying like I'm not saying, you know, us being that age, we don't be like, oh, my God, this is rape. I'm smiling.
Well, of course.
I'm smiling ear to ear. Like, take me, baby. Take me. Just slinging my shit.
But the thing is, something's wrong with her.
Yeah. Like it really. But women. To piggyback off which women, when they, like, having a 5-minute conversation with you, they categorize you. They put you in categories. They know, like, all right, I can get money out of this nigga. This nigga could be my food and drive a nigga when I need some. Oh, this nigga could possibly be someone I could get dick from. And then when they do get it and it's bomb, they be like, I can fuck with this nigga. I'll put him on the roster. Like Tati has said before, she had a roster of 5. You know, she could have been joking, but some women think like that. They got a roster of people for certain things. And it's,
yeah, but okay. So before we get to the faithful night that we're talking about, was there ever a time you was like, yo, what the fuck? Like, why can't I get a piece of ass?
I used to be like that all the time. Like, because
around what age?
I would say maybe 23 at least, because like I have like, before I even met y'all, like, I had plenty of friends, like, I went to school with or I work with and stuff. And, like, when I go out with them, most of the time, they bring their significant other. And I'll, like, be, like, the only one without, like, nobody there.
Nah, I'm
like,
not going. Maybe,
I was like, sometimes I'll be like that, like, nah, I'm not going. But I'm like, oh, nah, like, just come out and chill. Like, even, like, I'll go to, like, a club or anything. Like, I'll meet some girls there. But, like, being with my friends and with their girlfriends, or like my female friends with their boyfriends, like,
you just felt lonely.
You felt the odd person out. You got everybody holding hands, kissing, like, I'm even like,
and nigga, you texting on your phone.
Yeah, even when it comes to like shit, like we going to dinner and paying, like everybody cuffed up, like, oh babe, let me try your shit, and you just there like, yo, this. The steak is good though, guys. Like, this shit is fire. Like,
right.
He's like,
it's rough because, for a while, I was the single friend. Mm-hmm. Cause I was a whole ass nigga. And I had friends that were all in relationships. Up in my early 20s, that's how it was. Like, my early 20s, that's how it was. But I want to get to the point where did you ever give up? Like, say, you know what? This ain't gonna happen. It is what it is.
A few times, yeah, I have. I was like, it's whatever. Like, when my time comes, you know, I was on that type of time. And then like, once I got around maybe 20, like maybe like 27, 28, that's when I started, you know, doing online dating.
Got some hair on your balls?
Yeah. That and my chest too, all that shit.
Wait, what? He wasn't meaning literal.
Oh, my fault. My fault.
Nigga, say you got some hair on your balls. Yeah, my chest too, my underarms. I got a goatee, you know.
No, but okay, all right. So you started doing online dating. Now, me and Lawrence both want to know, did you ever come close before this night? Like, ever to a point where, like, y'all both naked in the room type of shit?
No.
Did you ever get some head?
Before that? No.
Kiss?
Yes.
Tongue kiss? I'm talking about making out. You grabbing her fat ass. You got the finger in the pussy. Like, yeah, you grabbed
the ass and you made out. I remember.
I know who you're talking about too.
Because you mentioned that. Was it before or after?
Didn't that happen after?
Yeah, it happened after.
But before then, was you getting some tongue kisses?
No, not before.
Where do you think you went wrong in this? Because, let's be honest, I've seen some dudes, no hate, that are worse than all of us in this room, getting the flyest of chicks.
Looking at them,
like, what the fuck am I? Hold on for a second. Your brother's deaf, mm-hmm. and he's pulling pussy.
Yo, my man had an Asian chick. I'm like, yeah, he going to, she coming in the crib at 1 a.m.
And he's thrashing. He looks just like you, first of all.
Yeah, but.
And
but
he's thrashing.
The thing is with my deaf brother is like, growing up, most of the time, he only like mess with white girls.
But the thing is though, he's still pulling the pussy. That's what I'm trying to tell
Pretty
you.
Pretty much, yeah. He's definitely
still getting the, it doesn't matter if it's white, blue, green, orange.
That's a fact.
He's still getting the pussy.
Yeah.
So where did you go wrong? Because you got all your senses, my nigga. Where do you think, as a man, looking back, before that fateful night, you think you were fucking up when it came to meeting women and fucking bitches?
What you think was your biggest downfall in not succeeding to get them panties?
Yeah.
I feel like I really didn't have no confidence at all whatsoever. That was like my biggest thing. That
women to eat you up at that.
Yeah. It was that and not like pursuing, like being scared and like being like turned down. That was another like fear of mine, because like so many times like I like a female friend of mine, they didn't like me that way. It felt like I wasn't like good enough and like not boyfriend material. I was just like being a friend. That's it. And like nobody wouldn't have like not seen me in that way. And that something like really bothered me. I never like went to nobody, like none of my parents, but some of my friends I would go to about that, but like most of the time it was just that.
Oh, it was just that. So let me ask you a question then. Why did you, it seemed like you go after your friends, girls you become friends with first.
Yeah, cause I always feel like I could really like see myself with them, but like at the same time, I would find out that they wouldn't see themselves with me. Like,
so I think your problem is, I don't mean to cut you off.
All right.
And Lauren, tell me if I'm wrong. He meets these women, gets to know them, and has high expectations of what's going to happen next.
Mm-hmm.
So in your head, you put a fantasy world. This is about to be my girlfriend. We're about to be wifed up. I'm mm-hmm. about to take her out to dinner that I've been wanting to take her out to. We're about to eat steak. We're about to go to WrestleMania together. We're matching chalk line jackets.
I'm about to wear my Tim's with my belt beers.
I'm about to fuck the brains out of her. And I'm about to eat her butthole.
Also, I used to like even when I talked to a chick, I used to like move fast too. Like, that's okay. Another thing.
Ooh, you're not patient.
Yeah, that was another thing like, ooh, with me that I had a problem with. And that, like, now that I'm older, I am more wiser, I could, like, know how to, like, slow down, get to know a chick.
So I got a question for you, right? You said you move too fast, right? In the sense of moving too fast, what do you felt like that you was doing that was you moving too fast? Because everybody has their own type of pace. There's been people that I know, they get in a relationship and a month and a half, they telling a girl they love them, or shorty's like, I love him. Like, I feel like he's the one for me. So it's like, I want you to just to like clarify, like, what were you doing that you felt like was moving too fast for you?
Like, to me, I felt like I was falling like real hard. Like,
oh, you thought you was gonna say the L word.
Yeah. Pretty much like I was probably gonna say that the like word, not the love word.
I mean, you can always tell a person that you just meet them, like, I think I like you. Like,
yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. I don't think that's moving too fast. I think where you kind of felt that it was like you didn't make your intentions clear on what you wanted.
Yeah, pretty much.
When you talk to women, love somebody that can take charge. They take initiative. They, you know, they let her know from what it is. Like, you just be honest. So it's like,
exactly.
At the end of the day, we gonna be friends and fuck around and see. Or I think I want to pursue something with you, but I want to get to know you first. And it sounded like you just went diving in. Like,
yeah, that's
I like
how was
you.
When I was
I'm talking
young.
To you, and then when I get to know you, it's like she didn't see you like that. She looked at you like a friend
or
because
brother.
It's like she didn't know your intentions from the get go. So, but I told you this all the time. 99% of the time, not everybody's gonna be for you. Like, you can holler at 10 girls before we leave this building. 5 of them might say no. The other 5 might give you their number. What's the worst thing they're going to say is no, you're going to keep it moving. Some people that get disrespectful, you just, oh, well.
So you got to have this, somebody taught me this a while ago, abundance mindset. Mm. You got to understand that there's mad pussy out there.
True.
That's and I think us as men sometimes, we think, like, you know, when a girl turns you down, you get so, like, caught up on that. But it's like, yo, she turned you down, somebody else is going to like you.
Yeah.
So we're gonna go back to that night.
Okay.
At this point, for our listeners, we're going to – we are at the bar, still at the bar, and we're about to leave soon.
Copy.
Our good friend Larry is speaking to the girl, chopping up. Then Mr. Hinton with the wee-wee, a.k.a. Lawrence, comes in and starts chopping up with this beautiful young lady and having a
conversation. About to cut a promo on me. She was like, I'm about to cut a promo. Like, you know, it was dope. We was ill. The experience was ill. You know, they was locking up downstairs, so they made us go to, like, the mezzanine, the regular level.
Yeah.
So the party was in the basement of the venue.
Yeah, so it was in the basement. So they was like, you know, we cleaning up down here, closing up. Y'all got to go upstairs. We not kicking y'all out, but y'all got to go upstairs. So we wind up, going upstairs. And I think God was on our side because we was able to get Larry out of there quick when it came to, he finished his beers and shit that he had. So he wind up be there for hours. But
like, yo,
he wind up finishing his stuff, and we was just chilling outside in the front. So, you know, our friends that came from Jersey and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then you had us and everybody else that was there.
Yeah, we taking pictures.
Yeah, so she seen something that, like, a poster with her stuff on it, so she wanted to take a picture with it. But the way she went about it, it just was like, are we not paying attention to this shit? Because, like, you know, she's a white Caucasian lady. She's dope individual. She was drinking, smoking. Her response to seeing her poster was, oh, let's take a picture. Like, she was talking to us. And while she was talking to us saying it, she was just like, I want to get gangbanged. I want all the black guys. It was white guys there too that she knew that came out because of her. And then she was like, nah, I don't want none of y'all in there. I just want all the black guys in here. I want an orgy. I just want to get gangbanged by all the black guys.
So pause. She literally gave everybody clues that night of what kind of time she was on.
Yeah.
But sometimes us as men, and I am totally guilty of this, a girl will throw blatant clues of what she wants for the night, and us as men sometimes just ignore it.
That's a fact. Unless you physically tell us, like, you gotta throw.
Yeah, literally put the pussy in our face for us to know. But play.
So just her, you know, making those comments, and it was like, you know, it was a joking matter, but I was on some shit like. I was already plotting, and then now you out here saying X, Y, and Z. So I'm like, we about to have some good old fun tonight. So, you know, we took the pictures and everything. We joked around for a little bit, and then we took our daily nightcap because, you know, after we leave the events, we usually go to Wendy's and stuff like that. So,
but we didn't stay. Then
we was walking first.
Yeah,
and it was just like. I was like, fuck it. I'm going to go ho-ho mode. I need my mans to get this pussy tonight. So I'm about to be the greatest. Listen, I'm about to be the greatest wingman in history. Like, at the end of the night, I'm getting this assist, nigga. I'm Chris Paul, and this nigga's about to be Blake Griffin. You're going to dunk this pussy tonight, nigga. Yeah. So as we walk, and, you know, I'm instigating a whole bunch of shit. I'm not even going to sit here and hold you. I'm instigating everything under the sun. We got the Wendy's first. And it was like, you know, a few of the people, they wanted Wendy's and a few didn't. So
we went to the pizza shop.
We wound up going to the pizza shop.
Right across.
So, you know, me being able to talk my shit and instigate, she wound up like playing with her nipple in the pizza shop, like literally.
Yeah.
Titty out, nipple, and everything. Like, I had to apologize to the owner behind the counter, like, yeah, I didn't give a fuck. Like, you just seen titties because of me. Like, so. Like, you know, good brother L, because we're going to switch names now. Like, people's leaving now. So, good brother L, he was still there, and he was like telling her, like, you know, my boy Rolando's a virgin. Like, what's up? Help him out. So then you got me too. Like, you know, my son Rolando's a virgin. Like, what's good? Type shit. So she, I guess the first, her initiative, like she said it as a joke. She was like, you know, $75. Cause we was like, what's up? Name a price. Like, so she's like, yeah, 75. She definitely was like that. She was like, 75. So I was like, 70. Let me go to the ATM right here.
I went to the ATM in the pizza shop.
Like, I'm gonna take this money out. Right, we gonna help this man. I'm gonna help $75 to get this man laid tonight. All right, cool.
It's a done deal.
So, you know, shout out to Rolando.
How did you feel? Like,
he was nervous. You could tell he was nervous.
I was like.
That nigga wanted to go home. I basically kidnapped this man to get him some pussy.
So, okay. Were you there when she was saying the price and everything?
Yeah, we were
sitting eating pizza.
So you're there. Yeah. And then you see Lawrence fucking probably speed to the...
It was a small-ass pizza shop.
And then he goes to the ATM. He grabs the cash. Now, what is going through your head at this time?
That shit is about to go down. Shit is about to go down. Now I was like, fuck it.
He
about
to get his weenie like tonight.
So after the pizza shop, we all hop in the cab.
Honestly, I don't think I told nobody this, but I thought she was bullshitting with us because we did all of that. And it was like, you know, some women are like that. Like, her friend was at the event, but her friend left before we went to get food. And we was on some shit like, show us your boobs. And her friend literally before she got in the cab just lifted up her shirt shit. It's like, this is the type of night we about to have.
I think something was in the air that night.
So at this point, you left already.
So I had went home. So
while we were in the pizza shop, now we negotiating. Like I said, I think she said the price as a joke. Like, she didn't think, like, you know,
we wasn't really going to get
the money and pay because it's not prostitution. Like, we're not doing a prostitution. You're not a prostitute. Nah. But it was like a joke. So I was like, you got to knock the cobwebs off my son. So I went and got the money. And the whole time we were there, it was like, so right, we going back up to Brooklyn. I thought she lived in Jersey. Come to find out, she lives in Brooklyn.
Bed-Stuy.
So I was like, close to you, right?
No, she lived close to Mr. L over here.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, shit. So we were Brooklyn.
Close.
So she wound up ordering an Uber because I was trying to get all of us to take the Uber together. Yeah. Like, we need to make
sure.
Bus
over there. Yeah. A whole ass school bus over there.
She had right the school bus Uber. Actually. She was like, you know, I'll give y'all guys my address. Me, her, and one of her friends was like, they was gonna leave then, and then we meet them there. I was on some shit like.
On some real serious shit, you gotta applaud her, son.
Yeah.
Cause she could have taken the money and be like, nah, I'm good.
Oh, nah, it wasn't no money exchange until after the fact.
Okay, but,
Yeah.
So, you're about to go to her crib, so you guys get to her crib.
So,
gotcha.
Wait, she wound up ordering the wrong Uber, so. We wound up ordering like a SUV, 6 people in this motherfucker. We packed in this motherfucker.
Yeah, like the regular one.
So I wound up splitting the Uber with good brother L because, you know, I wanted my man to succeed. I paid basically $130 that night just for this man to succeed. Yeah. And I didn't ask for the money back. It wasn't about the money. It was about the experience.
You're a good friend, bro.
So the whole time we in this Uber going, she's showing videos of her playing with her pussy.
Yeah.
She's showing videos of her playing with her titties, playing with toys and shit. Yep. So I'm like, we need to hurry up and get back to this house.
Like, drive fast.
So how excited are you in this Uber? See, okay, so now you're excited right there because you're in the pizza shop.
Yeah.
But when you're in the Uber, she's showing videos of her pussy, doing all this wild shit. What is now going through your head? Like, is your dick hard at this point? Pause. Is you like rock solid already? Like, going to, cause you're.
At first, no, but when we got to the crib, yeah. When we got there, we was all in her like living room where she got like old, like horror movie posters all of her room, wall. She got a roommate there.
She had a dope. I don't think that was her roommate. Like I said, I think that was her best friend, like co-host. But she had a dope setup in the living room. She does have roommates, so it's like, so you know, you can't see in the hallway going back towards the room.
Yeah, it looked dark. It was kind of dark.
The whole time I'm in the front next to the driver. They're in the back. So you got him. You got Mr. L. You got you got this Medusa there, and you had, I'm gonna say, the phenomenal one. You had the phenomenal one there, not Dollar Value AJ. This is the phenomenal one.
Yeah. And you had her friend.
Yeah, her friend was with us.
So it's like a bunch of you guys in the
six
car.
Six of us.
Yeah. Like you said before, it's a bunch of you guys in the car.
Yes.
You guys get to her crib.
Yes.
You guys are in the living room.
We chilling. We smoked a whole
bunch of weed. Like,
what were we drinking to?
No, it wasn't. We drink at Legends.
Yeah. Okay. No, we
smoked. So when we got there, it was just like chilling. Abundance of weed on the table. Like,
so y'all smoke? Did you smoke?
Yeah.
So you smoking? You high right now? And then when does the sex start? What happened to lead to the sex? Because everybody that's listening is on the edge of their seats to get to the point when you bust that nut to officially be no longer be a virgin. How did it happen?
So what had happened was, so
you was fucking up. That's what happened.
Yeah, I kind of did, because they was trying to like have me say some shit, and then like that's when Lawrence was like playing with her boobs and everything. Like,
pretty
that,
much that we needed to do. We needed to get the shit done. And the fact, like, first of all, the pay per view ended at like 11 something.
Yeah.
We didn't get back to Brooklyn till like maybe 2 something.
Yeah.
In the morning.
Mm-hmm.
We nah. had to, yeah.
Cause it, it was late. It was late.
When we left her house, it was like 4 something.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
So, damn, son. Y'all put in overtime. Yeah.
So when we got there, the thoughts that's going through my head is like, we at the house.
So
it's 5 of us, because I mean, her best friend is definitely not going to want to get on. So yeah. It's like, how the fuck do I maneuver this? But at the same token, we wanted him to be the one to initiate it. Like, we did all of this. We got you to the house. Like,
yeah.
You are here. The bed is there. Like, all of that.
It
so
was in, like, the back
so,
area.
So the people that are listening, basically, Lawrence put the ball in Roro's hand.
Yeah, like we. It wasn't just me, the other people that were there, we all encouraged him, and then
so
it was like,
they cleared out the lane for an easy layup.
Yeah.
But Roro doesn't know how to do a layup.
So, like.
And what happened?
Like, with Rolando, I think, like he said, you know, he's not confident with a lot of things. So we were feeding him lines in front of her.
Yeah.
To say,
I was fucking up.
So he was dead fucking up. Yeah. So he would fuck up, and then one of us would do something, and then she was on like he said, we knew. I was like, cause I seen it. I was like, you like aggressive nigga. You like men that's gonna be aggressive with you, grab you by your neck, pull your hair, tell you what to do type shit. She's saying, yeah, like she's agreeing with me in front of him. So I'm like, you know, we need to, so. Good brother L, he was like, yo, say this, tell her you want to eat her pussy type shit. So, he fucked it up. I don't understand how you was like pretty please with a cherry on top, but it was
you
like,
told her pretty please, can I eat your pussy?
With a cherry on top.
With a cherry on top?
Yeah. Cherry on top. So, I was like, help me! I said, no! I just wasted all this money on this Uber coming over here, and I took this money out.
So you're frustrated at this point?
I wasn't frustrated. It was more like, now my brain is in, how the fuck can I do this? Like,
yeah.
And finagle it to the point where, cause we had, everybody had alcohol in their system.
Yeah.
We smoking a whole bunch of weed. Like, it was just, every time we finished one, it was another blunt being rolled up. We were smoking again. We was talking. We was vibing out. Like, we put Rolando on the couch next to her. So it's a two-seater couch. No, it's a three-seater, cause our co-host or her best friend, whatever, he was in the corner. Rolando was at one edge because good brother L had that little futon box.
Oh yeah. And,
I was by the window with the rocking chair by myself, by
and
my phenomenal.
So what
was right
said
to
finally get her in the bedroom?
So you know, I was like, switch, Rolando, let me show you a switch. Technique to do. So I showed him an effective way
which
for
is?
Her to get her titties out. Like, so she wound up getting her titties out.
What
in
did
front
you
of
do
everybody.
Exactly?
I basically was just aggressive. Like, I was just like, I was like, Rolando, switch with me. So he switched with me, and I sat there next to her, and I was like, Rolando, this is how she wants you to talk to her. So then I'm like, you know what? You looking mad good right now. Them titties over there looking scrumptious. I'm just trying to figure out why your titties not in my mouth type shit. And she, you know, she giggled and everything like that. She was just like,
she did.
As people here. So I, me being an invention, I picked up two pillows. That was all her shit. And I covered it like nobody can see now. So when she took her titties out and everything, I just dropped the pillows like, there you go. That's how you do it. Now let's switch back. So, in my head, I'm like, the night is, I gotta go to, but I didn't have to work Mondays at this time. So I'm like, yo, we gotta do something because we in this girl's house. We done got her titties out. She had titties out in the fucking pizza shop. It's something we have to do. Like, cause he was fucking up to the point mm-hmm. where she was telling us to shut up.
Yeah.
Don't say nothing to him.
Let so, me say
so
let
basically, me say she was like, I'm gonna fuck this dude, but she needs to work for it.
Yeah,
real
he,
quick.
She wanted, yeah. she wanted to have, she wanted him to say shit.
Yeah.
But it was just that he, like, I he would say some shit say. That would turn her up. Like, good brother L, like, he said a joke and he dropped to his knees and he was laughing on the floor.
Yeah, he definitely and was.
Like, and she was
talking to Mike.
Oh, and then she was like, she was like, oh, come eat this pussy. Like, and she was putting her open, spreading her legs for him. And I was, and he was like, bro, go get that. That's for you, not for me, bro. Go get that. So, he was just messing up, like, to the point, like, anything we would say, he made it come out comical at the time and it wasn't needed to be
so cool. So what was exactly when did it finally hit to go to the bench?
So I came up with a plan. I came up with a plan, like because he made a mention about seeing her room and she just dubbed his shit, like, you know, she ain't even respond and shit like that. So I had the money in my pocket and everything like that, and I was like, we gonna make this mission a success. She had went to the bathroom, so I plotted, like, I thought she was going to the kitchen, so I was going to pull her to the side of the kitchen, like, yo, what's up? Like, niggas got the bread right here, you know, let's go to the room, let's, what's up? So, I said, fuck, I'm going to have to start this shit off and see if I can just get everybody else involved. So, she wound up going to the bathroom, so I said, fuck, I'm going to stand outside the bathroom and act like I got to go now. So, you know, the phenomenal one, he caught on. He caught on quick. So he was like, he came out now. He's like, I got to go to the bathroom. I'm like, nah, I got to go first. I was like, I got to go first. You going to have to wait. So he was like, you ain't really got to go to the bathroom. Bro. I'm going to the bathroom, bro. I'm dead ass. Like, so the whole time me and him is talking, we're talking in front of the bathroom door. And she's like, I can hear ya. So he wound up going to sit back down. Phenomenal one went to go sit back down.
Yeah.
She opened the bathroom door, so I slid in there on some shit like, "What's up?" type shit. So, she had told me something that I'm not gonna repeat because it was like personal thing.
Yeah.
So, but it wasn't nothing too crazy. Okay. But so we come out the bathroom. So like. I wasn't trying to go back in that living room after I stood up.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what?
Bedroom.
I was like, you know what? I'm going to have to call an audible here. I got the money in my pocket. Already standing up. He was fucking up to the point where she was like, we can't give him advice.
Yeah.
She wanted him to say it. Yeah. At this point, I wouldn't say it was a lost cause, but it wasn't. You can't put somebody in an unexperienced position that hasn't been. Yeah. Like, that's like you gave this nigga a new job for the first day and you ain't even train him. You just said, here you go.
Yeah.
So, I pulled, like, she went to the kitchen before going. So I pulled up on her in the kitchen, like, so what's up? Like, show me the room, like, where your room at. So I did some corny shit. It was the most dumbest shit ever. Like, took the cash out, like, what's up? Like, show me the room. So we get in the room. Like, she did some tiptoe shit. You would have thought snipers was on her, some Splinter Cell shit. Cause she just dug down and she went to the room like this. So I was like, my big ass and shit, thinking I'm Conor McGregor, like, oh, we in here. So I get to the room with Shorty, and I'm basically trying to help this man in there, like, So I tell her, I whisper in her ear, like, so what's up? Like, my man's come in the room. So she like, alright. If I didn't swing that door open so quick, like a Grand Theft Auto door. Like,
Rolando, get your ass in here.
Like, yeah, that's how it was.
You like, know how on GTA, how the niggas be pulling you out the car? They just throw your shit open and shit. That's what I was doing with her room door.
Yeah.
Like, I still had all my clothes on and everything. Like, okay. So I'm warming the car up with her, like, all of that shit. But then I'm like, this is not for me. I'm like, so can my boy come in? So she was like, yeah. All right, cool. So I'm like, Rolando, come in the room and bring my phone with me. So everybody else comes first before this nigga.
Yeah. So why didn't you come? Why didn't you come?
He came last.
Why'd you come last?
And forgot my phone.
You were nervous?
A little bit, yeah. I was a little nervous, but then like,
so
then I knew what was going on. I was like, okay, fuck it. Then like, I remember like, they're all playing with her pussy and all that. Like,
they were all playing with her pussy?
I felt like fucking Don King.
How many was playing with her pussy?
Yo.
All of us.
So it's like six of y'all playing with her pussy.
No.
It's like six of y'all playing with her pussy.
No, her friend was sitting on the couch.
So it's five of y'all playing with her pussy.
No lie. Shout out to her friend because I don't understand.
He was on the couch.
He stood all in the couch the whole night.
Like,
that's like hearing your parents fuck, like, and you just can't do nothing. You can't go back to sleep.
Word.
None of that shit.
So, okay. It's four of y'all in her room.
It's four. Yes.
Playing with her pussy.
So, while her friend is on the couch.
Yes. Like I said, I started the car for them.
You started the car.
What happened was, good brother L, mm-hmm. he came in first, all cock diesel and shit,
you know what I mean?
With his boots on and shit. And then the phenomenal ones, you know, he kind of like me, he already knew what's up. So yeah. He like, what's up? Like, and then you see this one, you see Rolando come in and he the last person, like, yeah, he kind of got his head down, but he like, oh shit. So I'm like, bro, I told you to bring my phone. So he go back to the living room, get my phone to come in here. So
yeah,
at first it was like baby steps with him. I had to take his hand and literally put it down there. Mm-hmm. And it was like if you, it's a little snippet out there.
Yeah.
You hear me coaching him through the shit. Like,
okay. So you get the hand on the pussy.
So he gets the hand on the pussy and he's just going crazy down there. Everybody going crazy, slapping her ass and everything.
So then when do you actually fuck? After you got the hand in the pussy, did you pull your dick out already? Did she give you head to see what happened?
It's pretty much she had to be the aggressor because this is.
So she took control of the situation.
First day of the job, he basically tried to pull the, my shit is a gummy worm, but let me try to stick it in and see if it'll get hard type shit.
So you were soft?
At first, yeah, but then... Because
you were nervous.
Nigga, it's four... It's three other niggas in the room.
Yeah. Nervous.
And you were losing your virginity to three other niggas in the room.
I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
So it dawned on me, like, I'm stupid for this because I thought Shorty had protection because I asked her, like, yo, you got condoms in here? And it was dark. Like, her room was so crazy that we were stepping on so much shit. I done slept like
clothes on the floor and all that.
So she ripping open drawers and shit. And
luckily she found one.
The phenomenal one
had one. Luckily he had one.
He had two condoms on him. So he used one and he gave Rolando one.
So hold on, wait. Cause we don't got much time left. The way you lost your virginity was in a gangbang, basically.
And you wind up losing a condom in the middle of the gangbang.
How'd you lose the condom in the gangbang?
Wait, oh no. All right, so let's make this clear. I never got a chance to fuck. I didn't do none of that.
Okay.
But
there was other people that was involved that did smash. So you are inside of her, fucking her. Because I saw the video.
Yeah. Yeah.
You are inside of her. And three of your friends are watching you fuck,
mm-hmm.
while L is yelling at you, telling you how to fuck. Is that what happened?
Something like that. He's telling him to slap her. Like, you know.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, in a boxing match when the bell ring and they in the corner. They like, you got it, champ. Yeah. You giving them the water.
They were cheering me on like a fucking champ.
So they're cheering you on while you're fucking.
Yes.
What is going through your head? As you're fucking for the first time, and your friends at the time are cheering you on.
I was in the zone. I was just like,
How long did you last?
Oh shit.
Oh Lord. Oh, damn.
I mean, for his first, I guess for the first nut, you would say he did
Oh, decent? Decent? Because yeah, he didn't know what the fuck he was doing. Yeah. Like, it was like 10 minutes, 5 minutes?
Nah, it wasn't even nowhere close to that. But nah. It was
like 2 minutes, my nigga.
He said, no, he like said two pump poppy.
Two pump poppy.
Now, he got some several strokes in, but it was like, you know, he went behind the ears. Like, he never. Like,
so, did you hit it from the back or were you on top? Missionary? What was it?
That
the
man. Back. That man bust three nuts that yeah, night. I'm the tired. Back,
missionary, and I was on top of
no,
her.
She was on top of you. Missionary.
No, the back first. Then I was on top of, like, she was like, lay on her back. Like, I was on her. And then the third one. Riding. Yeah, then she was riding me.
So, to end the episode. This happens to you. You finally bust a nut after 30 plus years.
31?
Yeah, 30, yeah.
31, 31. About to be 32, but you're about 30 plus years.
Yeah.
How did you feel walking out of her bedroom, out of her house, and into the world as not being a virgin?
I felt like Rocky when he was running up the stairs.
You know, like I said, it's all love to everybody that was involved, all the people that was there.
I appreciate y'all. Thank you very much.
It was more like, at this point, it wasn't for me because, I could
have. Look at him doing his acceptance speech. I could have. He won an award. He's like,
I want to thank my mama. I want to thank everyone.
You know, I helped, like,
it was. Did you tell anybody after this, like, who wasn't in the circle? You told your sister? Your brother?
I think you took a minute before you told your sister and brother, right?
I told my brother first.
How did he react?
Yeah, he said that I used protection. I said, yeah, of course.
Oh, no.
At the end, no.
You didn't use protection the second or third time?
That nigga was slapping that shit raw,
dilly. Wow. I was in raw.
You were in there raw?
Yep.
So you're in there raw? You a wild boy the first time.
All right, so let me explain something. Like I said, this is not a podcast to joke on my good brother. You know, this is a learning experience. You know, he's going through it. Me and Wilkins are here to help him. But at the time, that was his first time. So it was like, in a sense of him having sex, we were coaching him. Like, you know, good brother L was like, yo, slap her ass. You got to slap her ass. Suck on the titty. Like, at one point, he was like, yo, eat her pussy. Like, eat her pussy. But it was like, we were coaching this man. And
yo,
then,
you had a whole fight team for you.
And what annoyed me with him that night is he was kind of still fucking up in the middle of fucking. Like, he's a nigga. Because there's no way in hell I'm fucking, and if I'm gonna stop doing what I'm doing to ask you where my shirt at, nigga.
Oh yeah.
We don't worry about that after we done.
Yeah, like, I forgot I had a sweater on, and it was so dark.
It's my first time fucking. Like, I'm gonna take, like, she wanted to go all night.
Definitely.
Her thing was super tight. Even with her pussy sore, she was like,
sore, very sore.
Like this. So I want one of y'all to fuck me.
So then after everything that happened, me, Lawrence, good brother L, we all left. So
I lost my umbrella in that crib.
So she had the phenomenal one stayed.
Yeah, he spent the night.
He spent the night.
He was killing Lord Dilly after that too. That's nasty.
Even while her friend was still on the damn couch.
I want to know what's going through his mind, because the whole time I'm in the living room looking for my umbrella that I can't find, and he's just
sitting there smiling, cheesed out like that.
And I was like,
I know
you had to hear all of that.
She probably enjoys that. Yo, there's some people who like watching people fuck.
She said her roommates heard it and they was upset about it.
Yeah.
We was on some shit like, you should have brought, if it was females, they should have just came along too. Like,
what did she say when you said that?
It was more, I think she was like, they not like that, but it was like, we didn't mean to get you in trouble. We came to have fun, and that was it.
Exactly.
Well, it's what's done is done.
Yeah.
I mean, but it was good. It was very good. It was just like, I think he needed more experience and stuff.
What's the next step for you now? You lost your virginity. Are you looking for a girlfriend now? Are you looking just, now this says have fun?
Now we had part two.
Miles. Yeah, there was a part two.
And there was a part two. Ladies and gentlemen, we will leave the part two for the next episode of 2.5 Bros. Yes. It's your boy, Sir Wilkins.
Your boy, Rolando.
And your boy, Mr. Hit it with the wee-wee.
Thank you so much for everybody listening on the first episode of 2.5 Bros. We will have more episodes coming up. Please follow us on Instagram, 2.5 Bros.
It's spelt the way you say it. Mm-hmm. Also follow Rolando. What's your Instagram?
My Instagram is Mr_Capricorn87.
Mm-hmm. And yours?
My Instagram is the notorious 189 with the numbers 89 at the end. It's spelled T-H-E and then the notorious and then 89 with the numbers. On Facebook, you can find me as Lawrence Brown. You can holler at me, slide in my DMs.
Yeah, all that. Go find me on Facebook as well. Twitter.
And have a good night, good day, whatever you're listening to us. We love you guys and see you next time.
Peace.
Bro.